We're looking at a portion of the 14th chapter of Mark, beginning with the, this is the betrayal and arrest of Jesus. Verse 43, and immediately while yet he spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given him a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away by the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even in the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself by the fire. And the chief priest and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bear false witness against him, but their witnesses agreed not together. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him saying, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest answered him and said to him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and saith, What need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked up on him and said, Thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And the maid saw him again, and began to say to him that stood by, This is one of him. And he denied again, and little after that, they that stood by again said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. This chapter is very, very telling about today's religious community and how they have denied Jesus Christ. It's not just speaking of the one-time betrayal of Christ, but it's talking about all of us in the entire world who have betrayed Christ. And apart from His grace, we would continually be betraying Him and denying Him in word, thought, and deed, and action because of the fact that we are born and conceived in sin. We are living in a fallen and accursed world, and we have original sin as well as committing actual sins. We see here that one of the very 12 betrayed him with a kiss. How many churches today are betraying the Son of Jesus Christ with a kiss by claiming that they're one of his and saying great things about Jesus, but in very words and actions denying him? And we also see that there are many that want to proclaim a doctrine of Jesus Christ setting up an earthly kingdom and taking over the political realms of this earth. And that's exactly what Peter thought was going to happen. If you look back at the Transfiguration, he said, let's build three tabernacles, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for Christ. And there was a thundering voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. We see today also that we have the scriptures, we have the word, the very word of Christ, readily made available to us, and yet we take that very word and change it into all these different versions of the Bible. Christ told them back then, he says, I was daily with you in the temple. But it says they all forsook him and fled. He asks us, he says, in the last days will Christ find faith upon the earth? We also see that the very people that condemned Jesus Christ were the people in high religious authority, the high priests, the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were the ones that bear false witness against Christ. Those in high religious circles today are bearing false witness against Jesus Christ's Word of God by upholding the doctrine of works, by upholding the doctrine of Arminianism, by denying the grace of God. The high priests are creating a different gospel. The chief priests, the elders, they all took counsel together witnessing against Jesus. We look back in the Dark Ages when Roman Catholicism started to spread its ugly head. All these chief priests and councils were taking and bearing false witnesses against those who did not go into the Roman Catholic Church, including the Arnoldists, the Lollards, and the Waldenses. They were... many of those that did not go into Rome were persecuted and killed. We look in the Wales of the Piedmont, how that there was a huge massacre of women, men and children, because they would not go into the Roman Catholic Church. Many bear false witness against him, but their witnesses agreed not together. You know, that's what we see today. Many are bearing false witness against the true Word of God, but they none of them want to agree on anything. They all have their own little denominations, all their different sects and their different false beliefs, but none of them can agree, but yet they want to come under a big ecumenical umbrella. And they said, well... they charged him with different things, but it says neither so did their witnesses agree together. They couldn't agree on it. And they ask him, you know, are you the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. What was their response to that? Well, the high priest ran his clothes. He couldn't handle the truth. And that's what's going on today. People cannot handle the true gospel. They've got to create a false gospel. When you teach them, when you're teaching the unadulterated grace of God, and that by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, and you preach election, you preach predestination and reprobation, people begin to rent their clothes. They can't handle it. And they started saying that he was blaspheming. And I've heard people say that people that preach the gospel, the true doctrine of God, the biblical doctrine of Christ, are heretics. And they're blaspheming against God. And they're charging God with the sin, and they're making God unrighteous and unjust, and it's unfair, and all kind of things. These false charges they lay against those who try to stand up for the Bible. And it says some begin to spit on him. Well, they may not physically spit on you, but they'll spit on you in their mind. They're spitting on you, all over you, when you're trying to stand up for the Word of God. And it says they struck him with the palms of their hands. Well, that's exactly what happened back in the Dark Ages there, when the Great Inquisition was going on. They even put people on racks and tortured them and everything else. And we saw that the people that were the very closest to Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John, they all forsook him. And Peter denied him. Christ said that he was going to deny him. Peter denied him three times before the cock crowed twice, just like Christ said he would. We've all denied Jesus Christ. And he was left alone to bear the sins of many. He said, I came into this world to do the work of my Father. And he said in another place that it was foretold he came to save his people from their sins. So the question that we need to ask ourselves this morning is, are we denying Jesus Christ? Are we cursing and swearing and saying, I know not the man? Have we forsook him? Are we blaspheming his holy name by denying his own words? Are we forsaking him by denying the scriptures and by embracing false scriptures that are in these false translations that are out there? Are we trying to justify our position by adding to or taking away from the Bible? Are we following Jesus afar off? And just seeing, you know, trying to observe what's going on rather than having a personal, and when I say a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about like he's your cousin. I'm talking about where we have a reverential, awesome fear, and we're giving God all the glory as being the sovereign potentate, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Are we betraying Jesus Christ with a kiss? Are we saying good things about Jesus Christ, but in word and deed are we betraying him? Are we trying to take up the sword? Are we cutting off the ears of those around us and not proclaiming the gospel that this kingdom, his kingdom, is not of this world? It's not an earthly kingdom like the dispensationalists try to proclaim. They were looking for an earthly kingdom the first time, and they're looking for an earthly kingdom now. They all forsook him, it says. Every one of them forsook him. And as we look at the chief priests and the elders and the scribes and the Pharisees and all of them, the hypocritical actions they were taking, they were bearing false witness against Christ. Have we bore false witness against his name and against who he is? Are we slapping Jesus Christ in the face? Are we denying that he is the Son of the Blessed? Are we renting our clothes and becoming angry at the fact that He is the sovereign God of the universe? Have we denied His perfect sacrifice on the cross? Are we warming ourselves while Jesus Christ is being persecuted? Peter was more worried about warming himself. He wanted to make sure that he kept warm. It was cold during that time, and he wanted to keep warm. His concern was keeping warm. Are we concerned about just the conveniences of this world, or are we more concerned about standing up for and being a true follower of Jesus Christ? Those are the questions we should be asking ourselves this morning. May we examine our hearts in our words and our daily actions, and only by the grace of God can God give us the redeeming and the living grace each day to stand true to His Word and to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Pray that You would help us examine our hearts and our lives. We know that we are all Peters, and apart from Your grace, we cannot be a true Christian. Help us to embrace Your Word and not to deny it. And help us to be ready to face persecution in those times when Satan would like to get the advantage of us. And we know we can only do this by the power of Your Holy Spirit. We ask for Your help and Your grace. In Christ's name, amen.